1 Timothy 6, verses 17 through 19. These are God's words. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. The apostle here warns us that that which we praise, we will trust in. And that which we trust in, we will get its fruit. And so he says, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty. Do not be full of or proud of your riches or yourself, as if you gave yourself the riches. You remember the Lord in Deuteronomy 6 telling his people that he is going to give them wells that they didn't dig, and vineyards and trees they didn't plant, and houses they didn't build, and so forth. But then he warns them that when you have all these things, don't say, my might and the power of my hand has given me this. Such is the foolishness of the haughtiness of man when he has things. The problem is, if we are proud in ourselves rather than giving credit to God and being humbled by gratitude, then we will trust in ourselves and the riches instead of the living God. And so it's a binary option in verse 17. You either trust in the riches or you trust in the living God. If you trust in the living God, then you trust in the right one, because first of all, he's the one who gave richly whatever you enjoy. But you also trust in the right one looking forward, because he is the one from whom all true and good riches come. Those who trust in him, those who are grateful, love him and love others. Verse 18, and so instead of being full of themselves or full of their money, they are glad that God has given them the opportunity to do good works, given them the opportunity to give, given them the opportunity to share. And that if we praise God, and if we thank God, and if we trust God, then we praise and thank and trust the one who gives us the true riches, his very own self, forever and ever. And so this resting in God through Christ, receiving Jesus and seeing that everything else is a gift that comes together with Jesus, is a storing up for ourselves a good foundation for the time to come, because laying hold of God in Christ is to lay hold of eternal life. And if we lay hold of ourselves and our riches in this world instead, then we will not have our grasp on, our resting in, our praising of God, and the eternal life that is in him and from him. Let's pray. Our Father, we ask for the help of your Spirit. We ask not only that this portion of your word would be written upon our hearts, but that you'd give us insight to our own minds, our own thoughts, our own affections, that your Spirit would reveal to us if we are proud of ourselves or haughty in our earthly riches, so that we may then be humbled before you by your word, and that your Spirit would stir up in us praise for Christ, praise to you for him, thanks to you, thanks to him, that would fuel more trust, trust in which we lay hold of eternal life by laying hold of you in him, we ask in his name. Amen.